Phone Boy Speaks, episode 443, TLS Trouble.
Transport layer security, the S in HTTPS, has had some issues lately, both implementation and, design flaws. So, we've talked about the go-to-fail bug for iOS and Mac OS, which have been fixed, and that was a simple coding error. A line of source code got duplicated, and that caused a certificate validation checks to not proceed correctly. And, so that wasn't the only one of those issues that have happened. There was also just today, there was a discovery that GNU TLS, which is used in some open source Linux things, also had a similar but different bug. They used go to cleanup in some lines of code rather than go to fail, which of course meant that that certain certificate validation checks failed. The result ends up being kind of the same as the Apple one. If you construct your certificate correctly, you can bypass certain checks and consider a certificate valid even when it isn't. And the good news with that is, of course, that's you can patch that if you know that you're running GNU TLS, you can update to the latest version or stuff the challenge there is that a lot of things may be using GNU TLS and you may not even know it. And so that's a whole nother, problem, especially if you're using an embedded system of some sort. When there's, all those your home routers and stuff, they're all running some sort of embedded Linux or VXWorks, but the same sort of idea. In any case, the long and the short of it is, update your stuff, right? And, there's a third problem that's what we call a design flaw, not a specific implementation. That means every vendor that implements this particular feature in TLS will have the same problem, because it's just the way that the protocol was designed. And so this is however the good news for the vast majority of people is it's probably not going to affect most people, because most people do not do client certificate authentication. Some do, and it's ironic that the people that are the situations where that's done, and there's a potential risk of not getting their certificate validated. So that's a potential issue, but it's not it won't affect the majority of people, but it's unfortunately a design flaw, which means that some standard will have to get pushed out and upgraded. So that's yet something else that will have to be dealt with. But, I think that the challenge that we have in the information security industry, and I work in the information security industry, so I think I can definitively say this, is that we do our best to, in our various capacities to, make sure that that the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of data continues to, happen, right? And it's a challenge, right? You've got, and between buggy software and poorly designed things, and it's not malicious. We can talk about the NSA injecting bad things into RSA or whatever. I mean, that's a whole not talking about that. Maybe those things do happen, but the reality is that the software is designed by humans, and humans make mistakes. And the long and the short of it is, we do our best to try and find and fix all of these things. And there are some players in the industry that are better at being responsible than others. And unfortunately, it's the people that are affected by these things are the people that least understand what's going on. And the only thing I can tell people is just try to keep your things up to date. Be extra vigilant on things. But it's a challenge. And usually the best thing to do is keep your stuff up to date and don't do more than you have to with a lot of the stuff. It's the reality of using these complex systems called computers, and the fact that there are bad guys out there and humans writing software and all these things. This is just it's the state of things, and don't panic. We're trying our best to keep things safe and secure, but it's a challenge in the current environment. And as things get more complex and interconnected, in a sense it's going to get worse and better. We tend to try to learn from our mistakes, at least most of us, and hopefully, you know, these errors will get fixed and life will go on, and then there'll be another vulnerability and something else. This is just the nature of the beast, as it were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.